Joe F. on New York.
Recovering addict, my name is Joe. I'd like to thank God for allowing me to be here. I'd like to thank God for allowing you guys to be here. Most of all, I'd like to thank God for Narcotics Anonymous, a new way of living. Before I get started, could you take this opportunity to give God a hand clap? Right. So the topic is the spirit, anonymity, the spiritual foundation. You know, a lot of times, you know, in our fellowship, you know, if you're not doing the work, sometimes, you know, I talk and it sounds like Chinese arithmetic to some people. But all you got to do is follow direction. That's what our literature said. That's what God has given us. And a lot of us struggle with following the direction of Narcotics Anonymous. And it's sad. And I might say some things that might, you know, disturb you. But I hope it moves you to leave here tonight and get in touch with what God has in store for us. And become a true servant for God's will. Right? So, I want to just start off by saying, you know, God gave us some new ammunition. Right? Somebody might get shot tonight. Messing with me. So, we're going to talk about anonymity for a minute. Our literature has told us that anonymity is a state of bearing no name. But anonymity goes a lot deeper and a lot farther than just a state of bearing no name. You know, we heard it read in the opening of all the workshops, you know, about taking pictures and putting them on social media and, you know, and the way we respect the hotel and the convention center, you know, a lot has to do, man, with us. You know, just doing the next right thing. So, check it out. I always reference the literature. In my area, they call me Joe Tex, right? But you should have known what they were calling me before. Setting principles before personalities mean first that we must, there's that word, understand principles. And second, that we must be able to recognize and set aside the chatter in our heads about who we are and who others are that keeps us from hearing. When we learn to listen, we open ourselves to the possibility of empathy. Empathy, right, allows you to take the time to help somebody else and look for nothing in return. You know, there's an addict. There's a plenty of addicts yet to come. And maybe the only voice of reason that that addict may ever get to hear is the words that come out of your mouth. Are you prepared? Have you prepared yourself through the literature and through the work, right, that it talks about in our literature that we need to do in order to fan the flame of desire? Put your big ear on. What anonymity gives us is far greater than what is asked of us, although we may struggle sometimes with the surrender. Anonymity allows us to be human and humane. I'm going to stop right there for a second. Sometimes when it tells us in our literature that the old bugaboos will come back and haunt us. Have you ever been sitting in a service committee meeting and somebody's looking cock-eyed at you across the room? I don't like her. I don't like him. He's doing this. She's doing that. Shut up! If you spot it, you got it. We're more alike than we're different. A lot of times we want to separate ourselves. Put your big ear on. When we are not defined by our success or failures, we can let ourselves and each other off the hook. The anonymity the 12th tradition describes, supports, and explains our personal anonymity. And a lot of times, you know, You know, we may not want the people in our, some people in our lives to know that we're addicts. You know, but sometimes people, check it out, will rat us out. You know he's an addict, right? That's why he act like that. Huh? But we got to be careful. You know, and some people will tell you there's no anonymity amongst ourselves. All right? But if it, the only way that's going to happen is if we're working to help somebody else, not hurt somebody. See, if you not only look at how long you use drugs, how long did you use, check it out, arrogance, self-righteousness, belligerence, and hostility. How long did you use anger, right? And always, check it out, get the last word, because I ain't going to let you get the last up on me. You know, I say these things only because recovery is about an active change in our old ideas, the stuff we think about, attitudes, the way we act, behavior, the way we behave. Sometimes that eludes us in our interaction with each other. In the area of practicing the 12th tradition, we struggle, and we will continue to struggle if we don't do the work. What is the work? The work is when we work the steps. You, I just read it. Put your big ear on. Watch what this thing says. Setting principle before personality first means we must understand the principle. If you ain't working on changing the attributes that you embody in your personality and in your character, what are you working on? Huh? Just not using drugs? Just not using drugs is only a symptom of our disease. It manifests itself in our actions, our attitudes, and behaviors that need to be worked on. Some of us, you know, were angry, hostile, resentful people long before the drugs ever came into play. Some of us don't want to look at that part of our character and personality. But we're more alike than we're different. One disease, many symptoms. And we always have to look at how we build our foundation. Put your big ear on. A foundation is a base on which something is built. The foundation stands under a structure, securing it and providing a steady footing. Our spiritual foundation grounds us and keeps us secure. It goes deep and provides stability for everything we do, for everything we do, for everything we do. Do you hear me? Right? A lot of times you think you can do whatever you want. No, you can't. Because it shakes our foundation. No one of us represents Narcotics Anonymous. The paradox is we all represent Narcotics Anonymous. Put your big ear on. All of our efforts begin with unity and stands on a foundation of anonymity. When we work towards the greater good, allowing a loving higher power to be in our, to be in the change, there is no limit to what we can build. Today, downstairs in the opening ceremony, all you had to do was get up and look around the room, and you start to see how God has circumvented the lives of addicts from all walks of life, regardless of age, race, sexual identity, creed, religion, or lack of religion. We need all in order to build a strong foundation. My belief, I shared this in 2008, I think, 2007 when I was here, because I did the opening the guest speaker at the 2007 convention here, and I talked about the convention exceeding this hotel. See, I was in Braintree, Massachusetts, some years ago at the Boston Convention, when the fire marshals walked in on Saturday night in the middle of the banquet speaker and shut the hotel down. Not because of how bad we are, but how many came. Addicts literally flooded the hotel. It overwhelmed the hotel and the hotel staff and the city of Braintree, Massachusetts. We're growing in strengths and numbers. We need each other. You know, and you're hearing this from a guy, right, who came here on June 9th of 1994, struggling with his emotions, struggling on the inside, not wanting to live but scared to die. You're looking at a guy, man, who always hated himself, was trapped in self-hatred, self-loathing, and self-rejection. You're looking at a guy, man, who was stuck, who allowed self-hatred, self-rejection to stick to the terra firma of my spirit. You're looking at a guy who couldn't get past the name calling of a little boy, fat boy, chubby, four eyes and roly-poly. And I walked around for years feeling the self-hatred and the self-loathing, feeling the self-rejection, never feeling like I fit in anywhere because of the stigmas and the biases of society. If you're a big black man in our society with a deep voice, they say you're mean, dangerous, angry, and violent. They don't say loving, caring, compassionate, and gentle. And I tried to live up to that for a long time, not knowing it was causing spiritual erosion on the inside. I went home at night and cried, and then put on a mask when I came out during the day because I needed to live up to who you wanted me to be. I suffered and didn't know it. So I just want to say, you know, I ain't no different than nobody in this room. I believe in our literature wholeheartedly. I tell people all the time, we're well-read people, but are we well-understood people? And a lot of times you got to slow the reading down and start to practice what the reading is telling us. And it's hard for most of us, because most of us are hard-headed, huh? Lazy, outright defiant. I ain't doing shit. Refusal, rebelliousness. If you don't do a sixth step, you can't see the rebelliousness in you. You can't see the outright defiance in you. You can't see the refusal. You can't see, check it out, the manipulation, justification, rationalization, distrust of other, guilt, shame, embarrassment, fear, remorse. All right, there's a host of things I need to address on the inside so I can change the attributes that I embody in my character and in my personality. I don't want to be the same old guy when you see him coming, they say, lock the goddamn door. Here he come. Huh? They don't say, here, Joe come. Here he come. Huh? You know what I'm talking about, right, Barry? I love the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I go as far as say I'm in love with the program of Narcotics Anonymous. It's the only thing that's ever worked for me. I got 22 years and 10 months. I study every day. The word basic text means fundamental study guide. They told me I study dope, I can study hope. Huh? My sponsor said, do your recovery like you did drugs, Joe. And for the last 22 years and 10 months, I study every day. Some people say I'm too morbidly serious. God damn it, do you know what it is when I ran out? My fourth step say, I copped, I used, I ran out. I copped, I used, run 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 out. For 30 years. And it wasn't the copping and the using. But that damn running out. They said our addiction changed us into someone we didn't want to be. Dishonest, deceitful, self-willed people, at odds with ourselves and our fellow man. I literally just said, do you really believe you have failed as a drug user? I failed miserably, horribly. So I never want to forget. Because they tell us that those who fail to remember, they said we're doomed to repeat. Not might, not maybe, not probably, generally, 1 out of 10 times, law of probability, your ass is going back. I don't ever want to forget what it was like at the end of the road with my drawers sticking to my ass, hair nappy, arms funky, shoes turned over, tweaking. You know when you take your socks off and make a damn noise, huh? You take your drawers off and you had to throw them away and ain't washing them. With a college degree. I graduated from one of the finest schools in the country. I graduated from Zekulinetti Institute of America. Graduated third in my class, recipe tested for the 1976 Culinary Olympic team. Baked and decorated the A-tier White Lakes cake for the movie The Godfather. Worked in Waldorf Astoria, Lou Chow's, still part of the Capital District Chefs Association and the American Culinary Federation, and I'm on the goddamn ground looking for shit I didn't drop. Huh? I'm the guy to go to dinner and order a $500 bottle of wine, Chateau Lafite Rothschild, 1934. At the end of the road, it was $1.54 bottle of Richard Wild Irish Rose, white, chill, huh? And we weren't pouring it in glasses. Huh? When we can no longer function as a human being, either with or without drugs, we all, A-L-L, face the same dilemma. What is there left to do? Huh? Huh? Say a prayer. I said a prayer in God, as only God could, introduced me to a program called Narcotics Anonymous. And for 22 years and 10 months, I still respect the prayer. I still respect the prayer. But more importantly, I respect the answer to the prayer, which is Narcotics Anonymous. Had it not been for you, I don't know where I'd be today. So I'm here by God's tender mercy and his awesome tender grace. I don't ever want to forget that coming here and doing service and being of service is what it really all about, because the 12th step says helping others is perhaps the highest aspiration of the human heart and something we have been entrusted with as a direct result of our higher power working in our lives. We would do well to remember to ask the God of our understanding to continue to work through us in an effort to carry the message. Diligently, diligently practicing the principles of recovery will ensure that our connection with ourselves and our higher power remain open, and that the service we do for others is firmly rooted in spirituality. You got to stay connected to stay protected. And the one I got to protect me from is me. I've been my own worst enemy most in all of my life. It wasn't what you did to me, it's what I did to me and blamed you for it. Do your step work and you'll find that out. Just for today, man, I thank God for being at peace with self. I thank God for having friends throughout the country and being able to travel, you know, the highways and byways to carry the message of recovery. You know, I was sharing with somebody earlier about purpose. About purpose. And in the 12th step, it talks about our purpose. It said multiple relapses does not necessarily signify a lack of interest in recovery. You know, the guy that keep coming in and out, making noise, interrupting the meeting, you know what I'm saying? Knocking coffee over, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers. But he keep coming to meetings. Hug him. In spite of what's going on between your ears. Even if you see the fumes rising off his ass, maybe you need to hug him to remind you where you came from. Sometimes we get in here, get $2 over lunch money, a hoopty, a Mr. T starter kit, huh? Think we arrived, right? We ain't arrived, man. That's the one that needs us the most. That's the one that needs us the most. Each and every one of you in earshot of my voice are very special people, man. And if nobody told you how special you are, you can tell them Joe S. told you at Anonymity being the Spiritual Foundation Workshop. But I closed the meeting like I always close the meeting. As a chef, a CEC by trade, which is a certified executive chef from the Culinary Institute of America, now a behavioral therapist with an emphasis on chemical dependency. I got a new profession in the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I don't talk a lot about it. My friend tells me I should talk about it more. But I see people every day with smoke rising off their ass. I watch them coming in with their shoes turned over, with their hair nappy and their arms funky, talking about help me. It's special, man, to position yourself, to do, to just be a servant for God himself. Position yourself as somebody positioning themselves to help you. The 12th step talks about giving back what was so freely given to us. You have to ask yourself, how much stuff? You know, we all came in here begging. And I don't know about y'all, I still beg God every day. Every day. And if you read our literature, it talks about how we beg God. I still got to beg God. Right? Ongoing recovery is dependent on a relationship with a loving God who will care for us and do for us what we find impossible to do for ourselves. So I want to end this workshop. I got my 5-minute time. I knew coming in that I wouldn't speak to the totality of the topic in the time frame that I had. But I hope that you leave here with a heightened sense of awareness about your own recovery. And how important it should be. And the instructions that we need that is being given to us. Guiding principles. What principles in your life still need some guidance? Where do you need to be moved? What direction do you need to be moving in? So repeat after me. We go to meetings. We say a prayer. We call our sponsors. We work the steps. We don't pick up. No matter what. We go to meetings. We say a prayer. We call our sponsors. We work the steps. We don't pick up. No matter what. We go to meetings. We say a prayer. We call our sponsors. We work the steps. We don't pick up. No matter what. Repeat after me. I am. Somebody. I am. Somebody. I am. Somebody. I think you are too. Thank you. Let me share.